Today I must abide in thy house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, our feast today is that of dedication of the basilicas of the holy apostles Peter and Paul. This magnificent basilica was built by Emperor Constantine after he converted to Christianity, and he built this great church on the site of the martyrdom of Saints Apostles Peter and Paul. And this church was consecrated by Pope Saint Sylvester on this very day. The old church which the Pope consecrated exists no more, but it was rebuilt twice, first in the 1500s and then in the 1800s. And the Gospel of today tells about a rich publican in Jericho, whose name was Zacchaeus. Publicans were held in wide contempt among the Jews because they worked for the Romans, who were regarded as the occupant forces and of whom many Jews would have gladly got rid of. So Zacchaeus was a publican and a very rich one who had gained his fortune by some questionable means. But Zacchaeus was a person who deeply wanted to serve the true Lord and the true God. He was somebody who deeply wanted to live a good and upright life. And then he saw that Jesus was coming to Jericho. He saw people following him, and he realized, there is the man, there is the truth, there is the true God whom I also must serve and worship. So Zacchaeus ran to see Jesus, who was surrounded by all these crowds. But because Zacchaeus was a very short man, he could not see Jesus behind all of these great crowds. So therefore he climbed into a tree from where Jesus then spotted him. Zacchaeus was there hanging on the tree, and Jesus looked at him and said, Zacchaeus, come down, I will dine at your place today. Dear children, a sinner who really wants to be converted, he should be just as eager to return to Jesus, to return to church, as Zacchaeus was in today's gospel. When the sinner does a Savior coming, indeed, why should he despair? No matter what kind of bad things people have done, there is always, as long as they are alive, there is room and there is chance for repentance. There is room and chance for reconciliation with God. And the church, like our Saint Gertrude the Great Church, is the most apt opportunity and place to be reconciled with God. Because, as you should know, children, God himself, like Jesus in the Gospel, God resides in his church, in the tabernacle, under the appearances of bread. He resides there, his body and his soul, and both his body and his blood. Zacchaeus was a sinner, but he rejoiced when he had chance of entering into God's sight. And you, children, also should be rejoiceful, and you should be happy to come to church and spend some time here with our Lord, worshiping him and giving him thanks of all the good things he has done to you. And children, also, your parents bring you to this church right here because God himself resides here. There are lots bigger churches around this neighbor and around this area, but God is not there, and nor is the sacrifice being offered in many of those big cathedrals or huge and large churches around here. In order that God to reside in the church, you need true priests, you need true sacrifice, you need the true holy sacrifice of the Mass. And that's why, children, your parents bring you here, so that you too might with them to worship the one true and real living God and participate the one and true sacrifice, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Lots of people in these days, they do not go to church. They rather spend all their time in the world, not giving a thought to God or about the sins they have committed. You children, on the other hand, you should feel sorry for your sins, and you should also feel sorry for all those people who stay away from the church. And as much as you should be happy to come to church yourself, you should say lots of prayers for people that they too might become like Zacchaeus, running joyfully and with confidence and with remorse to our Lord Jesus, who resides in the church. So, and also, children, Thanksgiving Day is coming, and one of the good things you should be thankful is to be thankful to your parents, so that they so often and very faithfully bring you to church, they bring you to Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and they bring you to the priests, so that they could give sacraments to you. Be grateful and thankful on this coming week, first of all, of course, to God Almighty, and then also to your priests who sacrifice so much and make lots of efforts that you and as many people as possible could also see Jesus. And also be grateful and thankful to your parents of all the good things they have given you and all the sacrifices they have done to you, so that you, as one happy family, might give a joint and good and sincere thanksgiving to God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth and Creator of all men. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.